Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
1-2 pitch, hammered in the air. Deep to left center field. Beck is all the way back to watch this one. Gonna go! Second home run of the night for the Pons. And Manny has gone deep in back-to-back games. Here comes that man. 4-1 Padres here in the third.
5:01 on the clock here in San Diego. 8:01 late as hell. Here in New York.
And how old are we now? Late as hell.
That is late. I mean, late as hell to be on the radio is what I'm saying.
Okay,
in New York.
Yeah, there you go.
And plus, I am getting old. And as you could tell earlier when I fell asleep on the bed for just resting my eyes there, that your boy's a little tired. Nonetheless, we are into the happy hour. And get a chance to hear Alden Gonzalez again at the end of this hour. Where are we going here? Did we tease something?
Well, I guess I could pay off on the end of the Big Five. It's not really a question, but there was something that I never thought would happen ever, and that was a photo finish at the marathon at the 2025 World Athletics Championship.
Wait, really? That's crazy. Wait, let me see.
Tanzania's Alphonse Felix Simbu. Okay. Made a final push to try and overtake Germany's Amanal Petros, and they ended up with the same exact time, which is crazy.
Look at that picture!
Yeah.
Wow!
And the guy from Tanzania, I can't remember his name right now, Felix Simbu, he was the one who ended up winning, but he came all the way from behind. He was sprinting down this last stretch. They did it in 2 hours, 9 minutes... and 48 seconds.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So one of my questions was, it is annoying.
It's annoying.
Would you be able to finish a marathon, guys? My answer is absolutely not.
Well,
under
already,
4 hours and 15 minutes.
Why does it have to be that?
Nope.
What do you think you could finish?
Well, I did one. You know that. I've told you this before. I did the 1998 San Diego Marathon. 4 hours and 50 minutes and 31 seconds.
Well, if you did that,
not that I remember my time at all, but
in your athletic heyday, if you did 4 hours 50, that means you're not making 5 hours now.
Oh God, no.
Okay,
no, I had 11-minute miles, or a little more than that. But I ran the entire race. I stopped to, drink some water. Stretch, I think, was something we were kind of coached to do. Every 5 or 6 miles, 4 or 6 miles. I certainly wasn't racing. I will say this: there were actual racers in our race. And they started an hour after we did, for some reason. So we all started at, 6:30, and then the regular, you know, racer races start at 7:30. And when these guys ran past us, it was really kind of frightening.
Demoralizing.
Yeah. Well, I knew they would catch up to us. These are, you know, professional athlete runners, but they go so fast. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then they do it for 26 miles. It's not like they're doing just a quick sprint. So.
Yeah. And the thing that's shocking to me, and I learned this but having to be volunteers during my time at San Diego State, some of the shape these runners are in when they get done, like when they get to the end, it's kind of scary. Like their bodies are like shutting down. And, you know, I knew about cross country, but I had never seen like this kind of running like up close. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little frightened, not because they were running, but just because I was worried about them. Like their bodies were like, some of, I remember one young lady was like almost shaking as she got to the finish line.
Your body is designed for a lot of things. Running 26 miles at one time is not one of them.
Not one of them. Right,
anything over right. 15, 20, I mean, I'm going to say 17, 19. I'm not a doctor, so somebody could, you know, correct the exact number. But I've certainly been told many times that, you know, when you start burning your fat, your actual fat, that's your body is just not supposed to be doing that. And you run out of carbs, you run out of, you know,
is that what you eat,
proteins.
A bunch of pasta the night before?
Yes, you do. That's one of the things you do. You carb load, but you eventually run out of the carbs. So your body only has one thing to burn, and that's the actual fat in your body, and it's not supposed to be doing that. And so it can get a little, you know, dangerous to some.
A little dicey sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. But
That's what you want to pay off?
Well, Diesel on the chat says, did a half marathon 2 hours with plantar fasciitis. If you did that, you are pretty darn good.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Plantar fasciitis running at 13 miles does not sound fun at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, no. There's dudes who can't even, like, get on the court with plantar fasciitis. You running 15, 20 miles. That's crazy.
Look at Joe Burrow. He stubbed his toe, and, you know, now he's out for 3 months.
Joe Burrow out 3 months. You got J.J. McCarthy 2 to 4 weeks. You got Jaden Daniels iffy. So the quarterbacks are already starting to fall around the National Football League. Tampa Bay's taking a 14-10 lead over Houston. This will please a few more fantasy owners than the last Tampa Bay touchdown, because this was Baker Mayfield to the rookie Emeka Egbuka. No.
Chris
Egbuka.
Is the only one really
No,
excited
it's Egbuka.
About
I don't figure this. I'm not the. What do you think? I'm the only one who has him?
No, but I know why you're so excited about it.
Yeah, I do have him, but I think other people have him.
Yeah, it's the same thing with you when you got your guy scoring. You'd be quick to point it out.
I've
never done that. Emeka Egbuka caught the TD, 14-10 bucks, 3 minutes to go in the first half. Later on, we haven't talked about Harbaugh versus Pete Carroll. I've been dying to do this.
You've been dying to talk about this.
I have.
Okay.
I can't wait to see now, you know how this started. There's an old story. And this is predates Pete Carroll and Jim Harbaugh. But the old story is in the famous Michigan-Ohio State rivalry days when it was Woody Hayes against Bo Schembechler, and the two programs were at the height of their powers and the two states were at the height of hating each other more then than ever before or since. And one year, Ohio State was beating Michigan something like 54-3. And they scored a late touchdown, and Woody Hayes, just to rub it in as much as he could, went for two. Up by 50. And after the game, they, of course, asked Woody Hayes, come on, Woody, why'd you go for two? And he goes, because they wouldn't let me go for three. It's the famous line by Woody Hayes. But that's what started the rivalry and the hatred of Jim Harbaugh versus Pete Carroll.
Remember,
I'm going to tell you what happened originally. Now, keep in mind, Harbaugh took over at Stanford. Remember when he left here? Went to Stanford. He had one of the worst teams in the nation. And they went to USC, I think in his first year, second maybe, but I thought it may have even been his first. I'm pretty sure USC was a 42.5-point underdog, favorite, because they had the national championship teams, Pete Carroll, the whole thing. And Stanford won. It's still the biggest point spread that's ever been beaten in a college game. 42-point spread, something like that. The next year, USC won. Pete Carroll was not, you know, trying to get back at Jim Harbaugh. Finally, the next year, I think Stanford won, and up by big 20, 25 points at the end of the game, Harbaugh went for two, and then he did it again. So Pete Carroll, I think, wanted to fight him at midfield after the game.
They showed it earlier on ESPN.
I remember. They showed him going at it in the middle of the field.
So there you go. So that's when it all started. And then it continued when, you know, they were doing the NFL with the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Yep.
And now it's back together with the Raiders and the Chargers. That was actually Chargers,
so. The NFL has gone much better, or much has gone Pete Carroll's way far more than the college football. Because once Harbaugh got to Stanford, that's pretty much what ended USC's run there.
Yeah.
And then I think that Pete Carroll then took off to Seattle at that point.
Pete Carroll was asked about Jim Harbaugh Thursday before this week's game. Said Carroll, "I remember Jim. I have no fond memories."
Wow.
That's what Pete Carroll said.
He definitely said that. I heard
no
him say
fond memories.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It all started with that the two-point thing, and they met at the beginning, in the middle of the field. I was trying to find this. And Pete Carroll can be heard saying, "What's your deal? You all right?" And Harbaugh said, "Yeah, I'm good. What's your deal?" And so that, you know, Harbaugh was like, "What are you talking about? Like, oh, I went for two at the end? Like, was that bad?" Anyway, so, yeah, Carroll's held a grudge the whole time. So it's going to be fun.
You know, it's always better when someone holds a grudge.
I like it. Adds to the stakes a little bit. You know, it's no skin off my back.
Yeah.
Who won the battle in the NFC? Would you give Carroll the nod getting to the Super Bowl over Harbaugh, or would you give Harbaugh the nod? Harbaugh won a few against the Seahawks. No,
he didn't win the Super Bowl. I would have to say Pete Carroll won because the nod. Pete Carroll won the Super Bowl.
And he got
Bowl,
beat so. By the Seahawks when it mattered most of the time.
The
too.
Seahawks. Thank you for saying that, Tony. The Seahawks. I mean, I would say the Seahawks in that period of time would probably be the team of the NFC West because they went to the title game, or they went to the Super Bowl more times than they won. 49ers were always there, but they never won.
I just want to see if the Chargers are on the 3-yard line tonight with under 30 seconds to go in the game and they have four downs to win. How many fade patterns in a row will they throw to Keenan Allen?
Michael Crabtree is...
Just to give you the flashbacks to the NFC Championship game.
A fade in
the worst play in football.
You
worst
got Colin Kaepernick and Frank Gore, and you throw a fade
to Michael Crabtree, who's 12 inches tall.
It's one of the dumbest things that Harbaugh ever did as the 49ers coach.
There's no doubt.
So bad. No so doubt. Bad.
It wasn't one of his best moments, no doubt.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Padres when we get back. Specifically, Jackson Merrill.
He's
and
hot.
Fernando Tatis.
He's hot. I like it. And Aldin Gonzalez.
Jackson
too.
Merrill on the other.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Grin.
Hey, congrats to our friend Joe Musgrove. No, no, Joe was the Padres' Roberto Clemente nominee. And that's no small honor. Roberto Clemente is one of the all-time, you know. It's interesting, Tony, that they're not doing the same with Jackie, where everybody has to wear number 42. But it is Roberto Clemente Day in baseball. All the Pirates are wearing 21, and I did notice a few of the Cubs. That's the only game I'm watching right now, but I noticed a few of the Cub players were also wearing 21. So I guess you have a choice whether you'd want to wear that.
You have the option.
But who would say no? Like, there's a bunch of them that are not doing it. Like, why would you say no to that? I don't, you know.
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Yeah.
You know. I'm not knocking the guys that aren't wearing it,
but
okay. Well, why aren't they wearing it?
It's a fair question. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. We all wear it for
Jackie. But Jackie, is it is it mandatory to wear 42? I think it is. I don't think you have a choice.
I think it is.
Yeah, but apparently for Clemente, it's not.
It used to be the first year they did it, which was in, I believe, 2006 mm-hmm. Or 7, one of the years, it was optional. It was the same exact way. You had the option to wear Jackie Robinson's number, and I think the very next year it was no longer everybody was wearing. Right. It wasn't an ask at all. I don't know if and when we get to that point, but it certainly I think it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Look, Jackie Robinson had an influence on our entire society and our world, so he's always going to have that. But if you want to look at the modern-day baseball player, Roberto Clemente's had an effect on a lot more current major leaguers than Jackie Robinson's had, because there's far more Latin players in baseball right now than there are African-Americans. Not even really close.
Yep.
So, anyway, just something to think about. This is the happy hour. So, we thank our friends at GL Pools, the swimming pool experts, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing, so is swim season. Call GL Pools, mention the word radio. You get a free month of pool service, $14.10 over the Texans, halftime there. And Jackson Merrill here. How do we like the new... Is it goatee? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, are they? I read that they're doing a facial hair thing now.
Is that what's going on?
There's a couple of them. There's a couple of Gavin Sheets. He's rocking the goatee. Jackson Merrill has the baby goatee.
Yeah.
A couple of the staff members are goatee. Now, not everybody. I think Jake still has his beard that I could recognize. I don't know that I've seen Manny with the goatee. I think Dave Macias, the first base coach, he's trying to grow one. He's missing the side pieces of it. He can't quite get it there yet.
I'm laughing, but I would not be able to join the Go Team movement either. So, yeah, I'd be left out on that one. Well, it's getting to be that time of year
where you're trying facial hairs and things of that nature.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, tomorrow it'll be Michael King, and I think it's Holmes for Clay Holmes, yeah, for the Mets.
Padres got to him pretty good last time here in San Diego. Well, seemed like he was on fumes at that point. So.
Padres swept them in San Diego. Mets have lost 8 out of 9. But as we also pointed out, the Padres are, you know, feeling a little better. But again, they won 5 of 7 here over the Rockies. Other than that, the Padres have been not winning series. So, again, Michael King goes, to me, it's the second of, what, 4 starts? Maybe 5 to ramp up and be hopefully, you know, lined up for postseason duty. And the first one was a success. There's no question. So expect more of the same tomorrow. Hope for more of the same.
Just a reminder, Padres so far this year on the road, 35-40. They have not played the same type of baseball they've played at home this year. So this would be a good time to start right. doing it.
Got Padres also
Mets
have
and White Sox.
They also have only one road series victory over a winning team. That was the Brewers of all teams.
Yeah, right.
They did beat two series.
And those were all like 3-2, 2-1. Those are all really yeah. close games, too.
They did beat the Giants twice in road series, but I don't think the Giants were over 500 when they did that. The Giants are currently over 500. But yeah, it hasn't gone great in the on the road for the Padres. This would be, tomorrow. Be good. Be good. Are you back on the radio, by the way?
Back on the radio. Back on the radio for the rest of the...
I was going to say, I'm going to start calling you Milton Berle. You're on television so much. You guys don't know who that is, but he was kind of the father of television back in the golden days.
Yeah, no, I'm back on on radio for the rest of the year.
You guys are like, Milton Berle. Come on, man.
You know, people... I think it's because people are in their routines of things. But when Tony fills in on TV, I get more questions about whether or not Tony's going to be on TV for the rest of time than any other subject that we talk about. And I know that people love their Don and
Mud. I appreciate everybody's concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate everybody's concern, but I will be back with Jess tomorrow for the rest of the season into the playoffs, because, you know, once the playoffs come, it's only – me and Jesse's voice in terms of the hometown team, so I'm looking forward
yes.
to it.
Yes, the Mud and Dawn, once the playoffs start, are relegated to a shot of them up Damn. On the scoreboard in about the fifth inning. That's
it's
all they
true.
Get.
When they need a good crowd boost, just show Don
right.
and Mud.
That's, you know, that's a hang with them, the way TV goes in the playoffs.
Because
you're
yeah,
with it all
is,
year long,
is,
and then you don't get to call the game. That stinks.
It's really. I mean, I guess it's. Is it? I think it is exclusive to baseball, right? Because I think even in the NBA season, the Lakers. I'm just using Lakers. That's who I watch. They'll still have the telecast.
Right. Yes,
on,
you can still watch the Laker
on,
guy
on their channel.
Do the Laker game.
Right. You can't do that in baseball nowhere. Like, you can only get radio voices because everything becomes national at that point.
Is everybody struggling with the commercials on Red Zone yet? How Scraby okay so far? I'm not really even noticing them.
I'm noticing
hardly.
Them, but I'm fine with it. They picked the right times. Although they did something weird.
We're
going
to be having this. So you guys know we're going to be having this conversation once the season's over and I'm actually able to watch Red Zone. I have yet to see it yet, so I haven't really had a chance to complain about it yet.
Let me just tell you, Scott Hansen is still the man. I you know, we were watching yesterday, and there
no
were four
surprise.
Games coming down to the wire. And I've never seen a guy more enthusiastic. I mean, there's two. He just got a first. No, he's short of the first down. And let's go over here on the upper right corner. And there's the pass, and it goes to Aaron Rodgers. Intercepted! And then he's down in the left corner, and the Jets are fumbling the ball, and the Bills recover, and they're going to sew up a victory for Josh Allen. Oh, what a great win. Oh, wait a minute. Look in the upper left corner. I mean, he is unbelievable. And he's doing it for like 7 hours straight, almost.
7 hours.
Incredible.
Of no longer commercial.
Well, but
football.
You know, you still got to give the guy the credit he deserves.
Oh, of course. I think we're going to be losing Scott Hansen from our Red Zone here pretty soon.
What,
I've been reading
mean?
A bunch of stuff about how he might move into an Olympics type role for NBC, but who knows if that actually will happen.
I heard they pay good.
NBC? Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Can they pay Scott Hansen?
However much to do the Olympics last year. I don't know how much they can pay Scott Hansen.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot that Snoop was paid to go to the Olympics last time in Paris. And also, he dressed up like he was a Parisian.
They also give Mike Tirico enough money so that he can continue to feel like he's the greatest thing on earth. But like, here's another thing, because I don't like Tirico, and you guys know that he's very arrogant-sounding. Do you guys hate Collinsworth as much as everyone else does? I hear endless thing about how horrible Collinsworth. I like Collinsworth for 90% of the time. There are times everybody gets to you. But I think Collinsworth's pretty good. But I hear a lot of negatives on him.
And he's been there long. I think that's where you start looking at it. If you've been there long, people just stop.
They're
going to
start finding stuff.
No, I think that's probably
spot on. So you kind of like Collinsworth?
No, I think he's fine. I have more of a problem with his son hosting the... hosting the pregame show.
Nepotism on a show where your co-host is, you know, Tony Gwynn Jr.
I can't.
You think you ought to get past this at some point.
I told you.
You're not past
1 billion times. Tony would not have been able to make the major leagues if he wasn't good enough. On TV, it's a little bit different. Hey, throw my son in there. He'll be great at hosting the pregame show.
You enjoy Mike Golic Jr., don't you?
Oh, God.
All right. There he goes.
I mean, we have this.
There he goes.
Okay, so I don't want to disparage it, but Monday Night Football has a new pregame show. It's Mike Golic Sr. and Mike Golic Jr. And I think it's so strange that Mike Golic Jr. just keeps going, hey, what did you think about the Titans yesterday, Dad? I'm like, this is not my type of radio. We're talking about the NFL. We're not in your backyard.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, it's on the radio. It's on the radio, so you wouldn't be able to see it.
Now, to be fair, I think Golic Jr.'s been in radio for a little bit of time now. Like, he isn't just getting started.
No, you're right about that, but it's just the him calling him dad, even though he is his dad, really bothers me.
I don't think dad is the right word either.
What does he call him, though? Because he can't call him Mike. That would be weird, too.
Pops.
Pops is better.
Or just don't address him and just...
No, Pops is way better.
Yeah, because I know I always felt when my dad took over as head coach, I know I felt like weird.
Hey Tony, where am I batting today?
Right, even though that was like really natural for me to call him dad, like I don't know if I ever called him dad in front of people. I think I might have said coach. I think I might have said
coach,
pops.
There you go.
Maybe,
and even coach is kind of weird for you.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, right?
No doubt.
People in the chat are saying Pops would be okay, but then I'm going to be annoyed by the word Pops. Like, what do you think about the Titans and Cam Ward, Pops? Like, this isn't a podcast. This is an actual radio broadcast that we're doing here. I know, I'm a weird human being.
I hear you.
Okay?
I hear you. Know, Dad definitely doesn't seem like the right word.
And for people who say, Scraby's just jealous... You're right. I am jealous. I would love to be hosting the Westwood One pregame show for Monday Night Football. That would be amazing.
I'll tell your dad to get cracking on getting one of these jobs.
My dad's not going to be hosting any shows anytime soon. He's retired. He's
then
enjoying
you get in
life.
There. He could get in there still.
Someone says, why not mom? That would be even better. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right, quick break. Alden Gonzalez talking baseball very well, as he always does, when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rolling through this Monday night here in New York, 8:36 on the Dow, 5:36 back in San Diego.
We're jealous, Tony. I mean, New York, that's a place to be. Big night. Yeah, I know you're going out enjoying the night once you're done here.
There would be no going out.
I heard you were going clubbing tonight.
Clubbing? Yeah. You and
I couldn't even make it to the first hour right now. things don't even pop off here until New York till midnight anyway. There ain't no shot I'm keeping my eyes open till midnight.
What time is Dave Marcus picking you up, Tony? That's
Man. That is a
acquiring
crew.
Minds want to know.
That is a crew. Tony and Dave hitting the club.
Do I think Dave uses cologne?
Whoa, what's wrong with cologne?
Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with cologne?
I don't care for cologne, but that's okay. I do know people. Okay, I should rephrase.
Yeah, let's rephrase.
Backpedal.
Uses too much cologne.
There. Okay. Well, there's a certain kind of cologne, too. Are you using the brute old man type of cologne?
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Yeah. I know you probably have some cologne that qualifies as kind of legit, Tony. I've never seen that. Like, all cologne in my world is not legit, so that's where
it's
I'm
like
from
it's like
cologne.
A aftershave type
Correct.
Of cologne, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm
you got like
it's the stuff you go like this right here, you go
and then you put it on your face and it burns for about
like
a week.
Like in Home Alone.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, what am I doing?
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know
smart.
Why it hurt.
No need.
Okay.
Yeah, no, either way, Padres back in action tomorrow. The Mets, Holmes versus King. King back on the East Coast. I'm sure I would guess he's going to have a lot of family in the building tomorrow, given that he's not from too far from here. So, should be a good one. Padres look to kind of continue to cement themselves in a playoff spot. 7 is the magic number. Let's check some traffic and then Alden Gonzalez.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is brought to you by the Oceanside Police Department, now hiring public safety dispatchers. We still have a couple of trouble spots here. One of them is this vehicle over the side, South 163, Claremont Mesa Boulevard. It's over to the right shoulder, and South 5 near the border, right around Dairy Mart Road. Vehicle went off the roadway into some trees over to the right shoulder. The Oceanside Police Department is hiring public safety dispatchers. Earn up to $87,000 a year. Lateral bonus is up to $11,000. 12-hour shifts, 3-day work weeks, paid holidays, benefits, and retirement. Apply at joinopd.net. And Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Alden, for putting up with our shenanigans. How are you, sir? Always good to talk to you.
Not a problem, guys. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, 2 weeks to go. and that's always kind of an exciting time. What are you looking for from, you know, these teams? Let's say the Dodgers and the Padres. What are you looking for the next 2 weeks going forward? They're both going to be in there. We don't know exactly where they'll land. But what kinds of things are going to make you feel better? What things are you, you know, still a little concerned about?
From the Padres' perspective, and they showed signs of this over the weekend, albeit against a historically bad team in the Rockies. But for me, with them, it's been about their offense. And, I mean, you guys have watched this a lot more closely than I have. So correct me where you think I'm fully accurate, but, like, Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, Manny Machado, the guys making up the top three spots in their lineup, they went weeks without really producing. And so I think it's a big reason why this team didn't really get off the ground. Some great signs from Tatis lately. Jackson Merrill has been hitting a lot better. That's a very welcome sight for the Padres. I mean, obviously he hasn't had the year that we all know that he's capable of. But for them, it's about the top half of their lineup producing at the level that they should. And it's about their rotation. I know, you know, there's some questions with the bullpen with Jason Adam going down, David Morgan going down. But I'm not really worried about their bullpen in October. I still have things that I want to see from their rotation, whether it's from somebody like Michael King or maybe somebody like even like a Randy Vasquez, if he's going to step up and prove worthy of a rotation spot. And for the Dodgers, I mean, it's their bullpen. I mean, it's kind of like the inverse problem between the Padres and Dodgers. It seems as if the Padres, even with Jason Adam out, I think they're going to try to overly rely on their bullpen in October, especially in short series, whereas I think the Dodgers are going to probably try to get creative with those six starting pitchers that they have, because on any given night, and I'm going to be very curious to see how this works out against the Phillies this week. On any given night, I don't know who Dave Roberts trusts to get the last 3, 6, even 9 outs out of the bullpen. And we have 2 weeks left in the regular season, and that continues to be the problem for the Dodgers.
Alden Gonzalez joins us here, ESPN. And Alden, you see both of these teams often. You just kind of went over the team's strengths and weaknesses. I mean, how do you see this playing out? I mean, the Padres two and a half games out with what, 12 to go. Do you think that the Padres can close the gap? Obviously, Phillies are playing the Dodgers this week, but the Padres have Milwaukee the beginning of next week, as well as the Mets this weekend or this week.
Yeah, Tony, I think like both these teams have pretty tough schedules. Dodgers have Phillies and Giants, okay? And then I think they play a series in Colorado, and then they finish up in Seattle, which, like, that's a team that might have a lot to play for still the final weekend of the regular season. Whereas the Padres, they have the Mets this week, as you mentioned, the Brewers next week. And, oh, by the way, they finish up against the Diamondbacks, I believe.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The Diamondbacks are in a vacuum. They're always like a really scrappy team that never gives up, but like they're on the fringes of a wild card spot, as crazy as that may sound right now. To be honest, and maybe they're going to prove me wrong here over the next 2 weeks, because they're certainly capable of doing that. But in my mind, the Padres have missed their opportunity. I mean, the opportunity was right there for them to close the gap in the division, even take the lead in this division, particularly when the Dodgers went to Pittsburgh and Baltimore about a week or two ago. One, the Padres had a soft spot in their schedule. Like, that's when they could have taken control of the division. The fact that they didn't, and now the Dodgers are getting healthier, and now both teams have similarly difficult schedules. Like, I don't know, man. You tell me if you disagree, but I feel like the Padres missed their shot. And look, I could say the same thing about the Dodgers in that they missed their opportunity to really distance themselves, and they've made this close. But you're talking about 2.5 games now when you're down to your last 12, 13 games of the regular season. And this is an experienced Dodgers team that knows how to navigate this time of year, knows how important it is to, if you're not getting the number 2 seed and getting that bye, to host the wild card round. I have a hard time thinking that at this juncture they're going to give it up.
And you got to add to that too, Alden. The Dodgers have the tie break, so Padres actually have to make up. Yeah, they had to make up three and a half games. Right.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. The Padres had their shot, and it didn't happen. So I think they've kind of had to refigure it out now and get back to just trying to play well and, you know, see where the chips end up falling. Alden Gonzalez is with us. Hey, talk a little bit about the season for Mookie Betts. What a weird year. He has never, ever been anywhere close to has, I hate to use the word bad because I really respect how, you know, what a great player he is, but he was flat out bad in July and the whole thing. Now he's got a 19-game on base streak. It seems like he's finally figured it out, and that's bad news for everyone else out there. But how has life been to be Mookie Betts this season?
Yeah, I don't think weird actually does it justice. I mean, think about that. Think about the task he was attempting to take on this year, to be a player in your 30s and to transition to one of the most physically demanding positions at shortstop, a position that he really didn't play full-time until he was in the first year of professional baseball. And the fact that he actually accomplished the difficult thing, and he has turned himself into what many consider, and the metrics back up, to be an above-average defensive shortstop. And the thing that he could always count on, which is being an elite offensive player, is the part that hasn't been there for him until recently, is insane to even think about. I think, and there's been a lot of talk about this from him and from people around Mookie, he had, if you guys remember, a really bad illness when the season began.
We did.
He lost like 30, 40 pounds. I don't remember what it was. And I think that really played a big part in setting him back, because he began the year without having the strength that he's used to having. And there's a thought that because of that, in trying to make up for that, his mechanics got out of whack. That happened at a time when he's trying to tackle the rigors of playing shortstop and doing extra pregame work on a body that's only getting older. And I think it took him a lot of time to, yes, he put the weight back on, he got his strength back, but to get there and then also get his mechanics synced up again to where he was the Mookie that we remember, that took time. And it's only been until recently that those two things have married. And there were good signs early on in that Mookie Betts was navigating the strike zone really well. He was putting bat to ball at the kind of rate that we're accustomed to, but he just wasn't generating any power. Like, balls that he was lifting to left center that would go over the fence were getting caught near the warning track. There was just, for a long time, it just felt like there wasn't any juice there. But it's clearly back now. And as a hitter, this is the Mookie that I remember seeing for the last 4 or 5 years. And I'll say this, like, and people on the Dodgers say this often, Shohei Ohtani's going to win another MVP. He is their leadoff hitter. He is a major catalyst. But a lot of people on the Dodgers say that this offense goes as Mookie Betts goes, and especially because he's that right-handed hitter nestled between Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. He is the one that, when he is right, he could take that offense to another level. And if he continues this into October, that's going to be a really good sign for a Dodgers offense, who, by the way, and I know I said this about the top half of the Padres order recently, this is a Dodgers offense that has been wildly inconsistent, very much mediocre since maybe the start of July, definitely since the start of August. It's not what you expected from a group like this, but that's what they've been.
No. Alden Gonzalez joins us, ESPN MLB writer. And Alden, we talked a little bit about the Mets. We kind of grazed the Mets, but at this point, they seem to be reeling, and they've pulled every lever that you could possibly think of. They brought up the two young kids. They sent Senga down to try to work on his mechanics. Nothing has worked. Do you think the Mets are toast, as the Giants have all of a sudden? You mentioned the Diamondbacks, the Reds, all of these teams that were like five or more games out like a week ago are all within striking distance. Do you think the Mets can close the deal?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, Tony, on paper, when I compare the Mets to the Giants, the Diamondbacks, to the Reds, my thought is, how is this team not well-positioned for the playoffs?
Right.
Like, this is a playoff team. This is, I think that, yes, they can close this out because they have the ability to. And Tony, you could speak to this. Like, if you're a player and you want to sort of shield yourself from all the outside noise, but, like, I feel like you hear that talk about, like, are they really going to blow this? And especially, like, when you're playing in a market like New York, where everything is made much bigger than it actually is. Like, that noise around you can be deafening. And I feel like there's a tendency when you're a team in the situation that the Mets are in where you just keep sliding and it doesn't seem as if you could put any stop to it, that there's a real momentum there, right? And, like, it's really difficult to halt momentum like that. And I think that's the challenge of the Mets. I feel like I look at the team like the Giants. They've won 14 out of the last 20 games, okay? There's a Giants team that the front office traded for Rafael Devers, and then they played so poorly for a month and a half that Buster Posey and Zach Manassian had no choice but to sell veteran players. They thought this team was not good enough to compete. And now, like, they just called up Bryce Elder as their top prospect to play first base. Like, this is a team that's playing with nothing to lose. And that's a scary thing. And I feel like there's a tendency if you're the Mets to get really tight when something like this is happening. And I'll say this, like, and maybe this is recency bias at play here, but when you factor in that the extra playoff spot, that now six teams make it in each league, and you look at the payroll of that team and what they did in adding Juan Soto over the offseason and what they did the year before getting to the NLCS, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, it will go down as one of the biggest collapses in baseball history. It just will. And I think the threat of that is a difficult thing to overcome.
I'm so excited to hear you say that, Alden. I'm going to root extra hard now for the Padres to facilitate that biggest collapse this week. One last quick thing. I know we got a minute or so left, but can you just touch on what Cal Raleigh has done, tying Mickey Mantle, you know, breaking the record for catchers? Is it going to be enough to overhaul Aaron Judge, who's, you know, everyone sees play every day and the Mariners on the West Coast? Or does Raleigh deserve it, the MVP?
I think at this point, Aaron Judge has distanced himself. There was a time there when Aaron Judge's offense fell off and Cal Raleigh really made up ground. But in my opinion, I don't know how the voters are going to side. And I haven't looked at this closely enough to say this definitively, but it seems to me as if there's real distance now between Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. Having said that, though, I mean, I'm glad you brought him up, because what he is doing as a catcher who, by the way, is an elite defensive catcher, okay, who by all accounts does a great job handling that staff, all right, and to be a switch hitter on top of that and to be doing what he's doing offensively, still holding up late in the year, again, even though he's a catcher, it's one of the best, one of the most historic seasons we've ever seen. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't win an MVP, it'll be because Aaron Judge doesn't reside on this planet. He is a different being. And that's kind of what it took. But, man, how fun is it to be a Mariners fan right now? Those fans, very much like Padres fans, still waiting for that first championship. They have a chance to win their first division in 25 years. And it seems like they're finally clicking. And Cal Raleigh has been the driving force behind that all year.
Alden, you've been the driving force behind great stuff, baseball stuff all year. You always are. And we love having you on. Thanks so much.
Man, I love that transition. Thank you
so much.
Appreciate
you, Alden.
Doing what I can, Alden. Take care, pal. We'll see you soon.
Later, guys.
All right. There he goes. Alden Gonzalez from ESPN. Alden. Always enjoying Alden. All right, we got to move on here quickly. A couple of things. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going
anywhere.
You're
going to do the Scraby Chronicles until Charger Raider coverage begins. Still 14-10, this Tampa Bay-Houston game. All 24 points. Both teams scored twice their first two times they had the ball. Houston went touchdown field goal. Tampa Bay went touchdown, and there hasn't been anything in the way of scoring since. So 5 minutes ago, third quarter there. Cubs 4-0 over Pittsburgh in the eighth. Doesn't look like the Padres are going to get a lot of help, any help there. And later on, Dodgers, Phillies, Ranger Suarez. It was going to be Emmett Sheehan, but Dodgers have changed up now. Opener Anthony Banda will start. Dave Roberts loves that.
He's trying to outsmart the room all the time.
All the time. You don't like that, but I know you don't. The big game in the American League tonight, by the way, Houston and Texas, with the playoff thing, you know, hanging in the balance. 2-0 Houston in the third. Yankees are down 1-0 to Minnesota in the fifth. San Francisco and Arizona later. I want to thank the guy at 7-Eleven who was getting in his car and backing out just as I was getting in my car today. And he said, "Hey, Chrisello,
wow,
good luck on the show today, man. I'll be listening." I appreciated that. Thank you to that man.
That is
who just said
nice.
Hello. Kind of, you know, I could give you a rundown of why sometimes I lose my faith in humanity, Scrape.
Yeah, but not that.
It's nice to see some nice ones out there.
I agree.
So thank you to him.
Oh, Rico Ramon Gonzalez says that was me.
Okay, Rico, thank you. I'm glad you said hello. And hello back, and we'll see you tomorrow at 2 on 97.3 The Fan. Scraby, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.